This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal and Bangladesh signed 4 different memorandum of understandings during the state visit of President Bidya Devi Bhandari to Bangladesh. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says Nepal's hydropower and Bangladesh's natural gas can fulfill the need of development of both the countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli asked children to remember contribution of their ancestors. And gunmen on motorbikes raid Niger villages, killing at least 137 people. Now the news in detail. Memorandum of Understanding, MOUs on 4 different areas have been signed between Nepal and Bangladesh. The MOUs were signed in presence of President Bidya Devi Bhandari and her Bangladeshi counterpart Mohammad Abdul Hamid yesterday. The MOUs on tourism cooperation, strengthening sanitary and phytosanitary cooperation, cultural exchange and Rohanpur-Singhabad railway route were signed at the office of the President of Bangladesh in Bongabandhu Bhavan in Dhaka yesterday. The MOUs were signed by Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yadav Prasad Koirala, and by Bangladeshi Civil Aviation Secretary Mohammad Mokamil Hussain, Nepal's Industry, Commerce and Supply Secretary Dinesh Bhattrai, and Bangladeshi Senior Agriculture Secretary Mohammad Mabahul Islam, Cultural Affairs Secretary Badrul Arafin, and Commerce Secretary Mohammad Zafaruddin, respectively. Prior to the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, talks were held between the two presidents at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Bangladeshi President Sheikh Hasina Wajid paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wajid paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari in Dhaka yesterday. During the high-level meeting held at Dhaka-based hotel Intercontinental, matters relating to bilateral relations, mutual support and collaboration were discussed. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, Nepali Ambassador for Bangladesh Dr. Bangsidhar Mishra and Foreign Affairs Minister of Bangladesh Dr. A.K. Abdul Momin were present on the occasion. Similarly, Bangladeshi Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Momin had paid a separate courtesy call on the President yesterday itself. President Bhandari embarked on the 2-day official visit to Bangladesh to attend a special ceremony to celebrate the birth centenary of the Bangladesh's founding father Sheikh Mujibur Rahman at the cordial invitation of Bangladeshi President Mohammad Abdul Hamid. Bangladeshi President Hamid welcomed President Bhandari at Dhaka-based Hazrat Shahjalal International Airport yesterday. Meanwhile, President Bhandari was offered a 21-gun salute and guard of honor at the airport. The President then was taken to the National Martyrs Memorial at Shabar, where she led a wreath and paid tributes to the martyrs. President Bhandari also planted a sapling there. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has encouraged children to work to take ancestral knowledge, skill and resources to a new height. Talking to a group of children who gathered from different parts of the country at his official residence at Balwatar yesterday to give their suggestions on the 10-year strategy related to children, Prime Minister Oli said that children should remember the contribution of their ancestors, understand it and contribute further to it. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina and Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal Sayyid Haider Saha held a cordial meeting at Singha Darbar yesterday. During the meeting, National Assembly Chair Timilsina congratulated Ambassador Saha upon his appointment as the Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal, stating that Nepal and Pakistan have friendly ties since the establishment of the diplomatic relations. The National Assembly Chair said the two countries had been collaborating in regional and international forums. He also expressed his belief that Nepal-Pakistan relation would be heightened during the tenure of Ambassador Saha. On the occasion, Pakistani ambassador said he would carry out works to further bolster Nepal-Pakistan relations. The ambassador also informed that Pakistan was preparing to increase scholarship and training to Nepali students, especially seeking to pursue medical degrees. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said national frequency policy will be formulated and introduced to address the issues regarding FM radio frequency in the country. Speaking at the interaction program organized by the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal on its 20th anniversary yesterday, Minister Gurung said FM frequency distribution would be made systematic and transparent. He also said a provision would be made to grant license of FM radio and their renewal facilities via online. The minister stressed on the need for reviewing and analysing community radios to check whether they were fulfilling their responsibility towards the community. The government has directed the concerned bodies to make the COVID-19 containment and controlling measures more effective in view of possible rise of risk in coronavirus infection cases. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, directed all subordinate bodies to carry out COVID-19 containment and controlling measures as infection cases were increasing in neighbouring India. The Health Ministry has also issued directive in the name of all provincial health directorate, federal provincial hospitals, health institutions, district-based health offices and border-based help desk to carry out RDT and antigen test. Likewise, the Ministry has also called on the concerned bodies to keep foreign returnees in quarantine and carry out contact tracing. The ministry also directed all hospitals and health institutions to make arrangements to manage the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 150 new coronavirus cases and 99 recoveries yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,000 infected people, more than 272,000 had recovered from the infection. The ministry reported 3 corona-related deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Attackers on motorbikes have raided several villages in southwestern Niger, killing at least 137 people in the bloodiest violence to hit the country in years. The gunmen on Sunday attacked the villages of southwestern Niger, located near the border with Mali. On Monday, the government said the attacks had left 137 people dead. Local officials had previously given a death toll of at least 60. Niger, the world's poorest nation according to the United Nations Development Ranking for 189 countries, is struggling with armed campaigns that have spilled over from Mali and Nigeria, killing hundreds of people and displacing nearly half a million. Saudi Arabia has proposed a new peace plan to end nearly 6 years of war in Yemen. It suggests a UN-supervised ceasefire between Yemen's Saudi-backed government and Houthi rebels who are supported by Iran. The plan also includes the reopening of vital air and sea links and the start of political negotiations. Houthi rebels have said the offer did not appear to go far enough to lift the air and sea blockade in place. The proposal was announced in the Saudi capital Riyadh by Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, who called on the Houthis, who control large swathes of Yemen, to accept it. He said the ceasefire would come into force as soon as the Houthis accepted it. The group would continue to talk with the Saudis, the US, and mediator Oman for a peace agreement. Homes, roads and livestock have been washed away or cut off in Australia as the country faces its worst flooding in decades. Thousands of people have been evacuated and troops deployed as the government warned the floods were extremely dangerous. No deaths have been reported, with New South Wales Premier Gladys Brecke-Jiclian called a miracle. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison told MPs there was serious risk still ahead. Some 18,000 people have been evacuated so far in the state. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and far western province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum of 28 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Nepal and Bangladesh signed four different memorandum of understanding during the state visit of President Bidya Devi Bhandari to Bangladesh. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says Nepal's hydropower and Bangladesh's natural gas can fulfill the need of development of both the countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli asked children to remember contribution of their ancestors, and gunmen on motorbikes raid Niger villages, killing at least 137 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.